Romans 12:2 says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Scripture makes it clear that transformation is conditional upon two things. One, we cannot be conformed to this world. Two, we must renew our mind. The scripture of James 4:4 reminds us that the world is at enmity with God. That means world systems are in conflict with God. No wonder we are told, "Be not conformed to this world." How can we serve God and be conformed to what contradicts Him? The scripture also says to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Renewing means made new thoughts, new attitudes, influenced by the Holy Spirit, so that we think the way He wants us to think, not the way the world thinks. Quick examples. The world says Christ might never have existed. God's word says He is our Savior. World systems legalize things such as abortion. God's word says it's a grave sin to shed innocent blood. So, let's not expect transformation as long as we're conformed to this world. So why do so many, including Christians, continue to be conformed to this world? Because they don't want to be different, excluded, labeled as strange, or set apart. But consider that God told Israel in Deuteronomy 14:2, "Thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people." Peculiar means different. Notice that right after the Lord says this, He starts telling Israel things they are to do, things the rest of the world was not doing. He also tells them things they are not to do, things the rest of the world was doing. Sadly, many choose to be like the world regardless of the consequences. We read of when Israel said to Samuel, "Give us a king to judge us like all the nations." That's in Samuel 8:5. The nations are the world. When we choose the world, we reject God. This is why we read, "The Lord said unto Samuel, they have not rejected thee, they have rejected me." In that 8th chapter of 1 Samuel, the Lord even tells them how kings will oppress them. And then He says, "Ye shall cry out because of your king, and the Lord will not hear you." Remember, 2 Corinthians 4:4 reminds that Satan is the god of this world. If we choose him as king, we will be in the in crowd that has rejected Christ as king.